And now back to the awkward moment when she caught him looking at a certain kind of video while he was in the bathroom over his house on their date. Okay? It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And let me read this to Todd just to see how many shades of red he turns.
I wish I could see you right now.
Thankfully, I'm in my own little pod over here. No one can see me right now.
He's in the Todd pod.
Yeah, he's in the Todd pod. Yeah. Yeah. His little PG cocoon over there.
It's like Disney World over there.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was actually just watching Coco and turned that off to come over and do the show.
Right.
So, okay, it's an embarrassing situation. She said, it's not like I'm blowing him off. It was an embarrassing moment, but it does kind of bother me. He was in the, I was over his house. It doesn't say how many dates they've been on or how long they've been together, but it sounds like they are date. It sounds like they're together.
Yeah.
Based on the,
email. Yeah.
So I was over his house. He was in the bathroom, but he was playing music on a Bluetooth speaker. So I heard the audio from what he was watching in the bathroom, and it was dirty. So I ignored it. He came back from the bathroom. We had a nice date. But come on, was he really watching that while he was on a date? Like, even if he was going to the bathroom in there, you know, like, what's with that? And then Kelly, which, funny, my head went to, well,
I think I know what's going on here.
Okay.
Look, it must have started really well, this first date. And he probably thought there was going to be, you know, some sort of action later on.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to perform well.
Uh-huh. So you said it much better than our friend Joanne did.
Oh, really?
Joanne called us off the air.
That was amazing.
And she was awesome.
Yeah.
But we could not put what she said on the radio.
Yeah.
It involved the word rub, and there was a
wow.
Yeah. So thank you, Todd, for saying it in a much more delicate, radio friendly way. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
You're welcome. You're
so
welcome.
He wanted to, you know, he, right. Okay.
That's my guess.
Let me go to Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your take on this, Sarah?
So here's my thought. I don't want to, like, totally age myself, but do you guys remember the movie There's Something About Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So, like, remember that whole part where he needed to have some, like, alone time? Before
right.
Before his date to chill himself
yeah.
out.
Which I didn't realize that was really a thing until that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you, like, can chill yourself out, but also, like, maybe later on, you'll last a little longer, right?
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So maybe it's for her, you know?
Okay.
So she should almost take it as a compliment.
Yeah, that, like, he's like, she's great. She's like, this is going to, like, get good, and let's hang out, right?
That he's so into her that he needs to, like, calm himself down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that things last longer than a minute later.
There it is.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, fully, I mean, and it's different, you know, because we've got cell phones now. We don't have to, what did he use, like, a catalog or something? Like,
right,
bathroom.
Right. It's not like he had a magazine in there.
Yeah.
He's looking at it
yeah.
on his phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it's okay.
Okay.
Wow. You that guys are
he's
good.
He's like, listen, I got six strong minutes for you later now.
Yeah.
That's right.
It only takes a minute, girl. All right. Let me get Linda on. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Is this really Linda?
It really is Linda.
I knew it. As soon as she said her name.
My name is Linda.
Not her real name.
Okay. Linda, what's your take?
So my take might, you know, be the opposite of Kelly. My take is men are such visual creatures that, you know, for whatever reason, and I honestly don't care, that, you know, they enjoy seeing that and watching it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it would bother me tremendously if it was watching one of his home movies or
right.
girlfriend's home movies. That would, but other than that, and I would probably, because I'm not shy at all, I would probably, when he came out, say, "So, dude, what was going on?"
but you wouldn't confront have your him. Feelings hurt if he was just watching any sort of whatever he found online.
Right, exactly. In fact, my significant other, that's what he goes in there and does, and he just, I don't know, he just likes watching it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I've already been through a Netflix show. Let me see what's on this.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Don't get it.
Thanks for calling, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yo, you're welcome.
It's like, you know, how it rolls into the next in queue thing, you know?
Right.
So to
That's
speak.
That's a little weird. It's the timing of it's weird, though. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know?
Like he couldn't do it before she got there, you mean?
That or just, I don't think, there's definitely motive. It's definitely because he wanted to perform later.
You think so?
Okay. I don't think it's that. Oh, he just likes to watch porn every once in a while, and he just needed his outlet there.
Oh, like, I thought he was a sex addict.
That's not it.
Yeah, Kelly thought he was a sex addict.
Yeah. Right. And then I was like, "See you later. Yeah. Date's over."
Right.
No, this is the no sex zone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kelly told the no sex zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
yeah.
You're not getting anything here.
Yeah. Tonight you knew what
at
you were 9
over.
Right. Every day at 5 p.m. on ESPN.
Right.
Whatever.
Hi, I'm Kelly Toll. Welcome to the No Sex Zone.
Those ratings must be huge.
Yeah. On tonight's highlight reel, nothing. Here's another commercial.